This is St. Louis Public Radio. Chess has expanded in St. Louis in places you might not expect. In fact, as St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, some of the toughest competitors in the city can be found in a local homeless shelter.
Terry Austin leans forward in his wheelchair, studying the chessboard. He sets a trap for his opponent and tries to capture his rook, but no luck.
I had the proper bait. That big catfish there, he know better. Yeah, I had good bait, but he wasn't going.
His opponent is a retired corporate lawyer. The pair sit at a long table at Biddle House, a men's homeless shelter near downtown St. Louis, where Austin is a resident. A few moves later, Austin wins the game.
We're just playing for fun. We're not playing for titles or prestige or sponsorships. We're just enjoying the game.
Austin first learned how to play chess at Herbert Hoover Boys and Girls Club when he was 5 years old. For him, chess is a lot like boxing. You have to time your blows just right.
You don't just look at it like, okay, I'm going to throw this jab. No, you have to look at it, I'm going to throw a jab, I'm going to cover up, I'm going to switch positions, and then I'm going to throw a real hard right. Any boxer will tell you. All those plans you got usually go straight to the toilet once you get hit in the nose.
Austin's opponent, that retired corporate lawyer, is Ed Rata. He comes to Biddle House two nights a week to play chess with the shelter residents. Rata started the chess club in 2015 at Peter and Paul Homeless Shelter in Soulard, then branched out to include Biddle House the next year. Now he manages a group of about 30 volunteers who play chess with residents at both homeless shelters. Standing outside Biddle House, Rata says the program helps build bridges between people who wouldn't normally interact.
What we bring is somebody that looks different, somebody that is different, plays a different style. You both reflect on, here's another human being with dignity and some smarts, and you also get a little bit of humility, and can all use that.
Rata retired 10 years ago, and he jokes that the chess club helps keep him out of his wife's hair. But the truth is, he organizes all this because he just really loves chess.
It is so complex. It is so utterly complex. Every game is totally different. You can look at the board, and the number of combinations is simply incredible.
John Carpenter joined the Biddle House Chess Club about 2 years ago. He retired in 2014 after running his own grocery business for more than 40 years. Carpenter's been playing chess for the past 5 years, but he says he has a hard time winning games against the shelter residents.
My very first two or three months, I would come in here and I'd get frustrated and I would say to Ed, you know, I can never win. These guys are always so good. He said, you know, all these people, they've been dealt some blows here. And if they score a win, it's something that they can be proud of.
The volunteer chess program at Biddle House and Peter and Paul's shelter is open to all skill levels. And they're always on the lookout for new players. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.